Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing Salman Khan and Yash Raj Films' latest release, Tiger 3, that also stars Katrina Kaif, Imran Hashmi, Revati, Simran, and others. Tiger 3 belongs to the Yash Raj Films spy universe and is the third film featuring Salman Khan's character Tiger. In this part, we find that Tiger and Zoya, played by Katrina Kaif, are living the domestic life with their son Junior. Now, whether his name is Avinash Singh Rathore Junior or Tiger Junior, I'm not sure, but the fact that he's called Junior, does that mean that, at least in the context of Indian films, there is a route to a reboot wherein Tiger Jr. is also played by Salman Khan and the Tiger legacy continues. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, well, you guys decide. Now, coming to the movie, Tiger 3 was decent. There was a decent enough story to follow, packed with a lot of action set pieces. That said, the movie proved to be quite flat. Even with the packed story, the heist did register quite as highly as they could have, or rather, should have. Yes, there is the cameo that is blockbuster, and yes, there is a very inventive and, dare I say it, sexy fight scene between Katrina Kaif and her nemesis. But even these didn't push me to stand up and cheer, except for the very first face reveal sequence of Salman Khan. And I'm saying this comparing Tiger 3 to just the previous YRF spy universe film, Pathaan. Maybe it was that SRK could sell the vulnerability better, or maybe the screenplay could sell it better. But there, the lows registered enough to make the highs stand out. And mind you, this happened despite me watching Pathaan at home on OTT. All this said and done, I would still not say Tiger 3 was boring or anything remotely close to that. Just that it is a Diwali release and a tentpole film. So the fact that it didn't quite turn out to be an event proved to be disappointing. And what was weird was the fact that YRF didn't release the movie on Friday to capture the full 5 days, but rather released it on the day of Diwali itself. Now, is this down to them wanting the theatres to be full on the 12 to 14 November Diwali days, which they could have anticipated may not have been the case because the majority of the audience would have watched it from Friday onwards, and maybe there could be a lukewarm word of mouth reaction to the film, which could have seen the 13th and 14th November days taking a dip in the footfall. Whatever was the reason, it was just weird. Because weekends like this don't really appear normally and instead are manifested by the people concerned by releasing the movies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays, especially during the festive period. So it was quite odd that YRF didn't take advantage of what was a gift given to them. Now, coming to the performances, Salman Khan's acting particularly stood out, especially the crying scenes. Throughout the film, he exhibits a lot of restraint in his performance and he is constantly on the receiving end of the high impact hits from Imran Hashmi, the villain. That's the good part. But there is also the lack of vulnerability that maybe comes from Salman's persona, which makes you believe that nothing is actually going to happen to Tiger. Katrina and Imran Hashmi are also quite good and manage to sell you the story and the jeopardy involved. On the whole, the performance department is sorted as far as this film is concerned. Of course, the major issue that needs to be highlighted is that this film is acting like an opinion piece of the makers on real-world elements. I mean, I understand that this is high-stakes espionage, spy world stuff, but my lord, are they laying it on thick here. Which, in my opinion, works to the detriment of the film because it constantly pulls you out of the film's universe and makes you question the intention of the product, and even worse, makes you focus on the flaws even more. Maybe, just maybe, dial it down a bit in the forthcoming films. YRF? On the whole, I would say that Tiger 3 is decent, but it is definitely not going to blow your mind. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast, and thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and on Threads at Podcast Plural, where I share the links to my upcoming episodes and my views about movies, TV, anime, and the world. Thank you.